Hi there, Canucks and friends, and sorry, we really messed up last week, like really, and we'll talk about that, but also that there's stuff happening with the EVE Montreal that's like really, really great, really cool, and yeah, lore stuff also. I will get amazing show, well, but we're sorry.
First.
EVE Online. Last 23,000 years in the future, our group of space Canucks are sorry in advance. I'm Ben, and
I'm Dan.
You're Hoosers from the Great White North, here to decode the mysteries of wormholes, tame the unruly drones with a Timmy in our hands, and keep you, fellow Catfrileers, in the loop about all things EVE Online. From Canada to the edge of New Eden. So grab your double-double, kick back, and let's dive into the Canuck Capitoliers Chronicles. So get ready, set, and aboot we go!
And welcome back. Hi there, Dam. How are you?
Hey, Ben. I'm good. What about you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. So, well, who are we, first of all?
I'm the co-CEO of Sorry in Advance, an alliance and wormhole. And I'm also the voice behind the Chronicle of New Eden, a podcast about the EVE Online lore. And we work really well.
Yeah, indeed, indeed.
I'm proud of it.
Yeah, well, you should. You really should. As of I am the other co-CEO of Sorry in Advance, and I'm also like the engineer, sometime co-host, well, sometime host of TIS.
You are everyone.
Yeah, sometime. So yeah, last week we really did mess it up.
Yeah, but you have to start the news before that, I think.
Yeah, let's get into
start
it.
Start the news, Ben.
Yeah.
New stuff to talk about. Or old bad news.
Yeah, old bad news should be like the title of the section now.
Sorry.
Sorry, indeed. So last week, let's say that we didn't share the right information. We were saying
it was not like Little Hawk who got evicted. No. It was what was the name?
Voidling. Voidling. But something like that.
But yeah,
they're not on the battle report, so
they are not on the battle report at all. I mean, okay, it happened that you get friend to defend yourself, but a big fight like that, well. So, it's why probably we messed up. But we are sorry.
Yeah, we're really sorry. And we're sorry in advance. But not that's not all, them. Like, we also we got, like, a special card concerning, like, when
Yeah, I want to use the card of the Space Pope.
Yes.
Yeah, because one day he said to us that we were forgiven in advance, and that's where I'm going to use that card.
So now. Max Singularity, the Space Pope, did indeed forgive us in advance. He did not say how many times he's going to forgive us in advance, but until it's like an intervention, we're going to still use it.
Thanks, Facebook.
But yeah, we're sorry, like, it's not, like, it was not the right information, and we're really sorry about that. If you see that we do mistakes and stuff like that, do like you did the last week, write it down in the commentary section. We'll adjust it afterwards so that people can get the right information into their ears. But that's not all. You, like, if you want to be sure that you've heard the right information, subscribe so that you don't miss any shows.
And by the way, I just want to say that only people who don't do anything, who do nothing, don't make mistakes.
Exactly.
And I think doing nothing is the worst mistake ever. So here we go. We're making mistakes. Yep. We're doing things.
Exactly. So that's done.
Okay, we are good with it now.
Yes. Also, like this week, we saw something weird appearing on Twitter. We got some group that are looking into new videos, like pieces of videos, like the one when we discovered the Fulcrum and stuff. So just careful, if you got some type of epilepsy, it's like glitchy and stuff. It's not that pleasing. So it's called speaking of physical aptitude, you got like agility and coordination, endurance, flexibility. So it might be a lot of things. My personal assessment, yeah. He's listening to me.
Really? Nice.
Okay. It's I think, okay, it's the new clones for Vanguard, where you'll be able to do industry and mining. Because I see those things here seems to be from planet side. And it's glitchy, the Fulcrum stuff. It's calling about physical aptitude, so I think about the only thing that got physical stuff in Eve are clones. So yeah, my guess it's for clone stuff. Damn.
Clone stuff. You were not saying that in French. You changed your mind?
Yeah, I don't remember what I said in French.
Okay, that's okay. That's all good. I think, I said in French, that the key, that we're gonna find the key for the first door of the Fulcrum.
So the first door of the Fulcrum is the entry level, so we'll find mostly Jov, boots, snowshoes, full of snow, and their mittens. Jackets.
Yeah, and an old picture of someone that no one know who it is.
Winter socks and stuff
Yeah. I hope that.
That would be so funny. CCP, please. A little room that, that's what we get.
Little owl with stupid thing inside.
It's just things to get outside. Well, it could be that, a sass with space suits, maybe. Because, space suit, because we, with this thing there, we should be able to go in space to fight on the vessel themselves. That would be great. Just imagine, jumping from one vessel to another, in the empty space and missing your shot.
And falling forever.
Just be in the in the emptiness of space, and just accelerating forever until you spaghetti your way elsewhere. That sounds great, right?
That sounds a good project.
Yes. And you could make experiments. So if you're close to a wormhole and that you go outside, what will happen to the clone? Yeah, we're gonna try stuff.
So much fun.
Yeah.
Next week? No, not next week. At the end of the month, it's gonna be the Eve Montreal, and we got merch.
Yes, we do.
So, yeah, first, I just want to say that it's the last call for the VIP ticket.
Yes.
So, don't wait by them now. I think it left less than 2 weeks.
Less than 1 week. We got 6 days left, if I remember correctly. So, if you want to come with us at the laser tag, then at the bar after that, get your ticket now. You'll get the ticket in the description below or on our Discord, right up there. as to like it's an option when you buy your ticket. So if you got your regular ticket and you would like to add the VIP option, just go back on your ticket and go into options to get it right there. So yeah, VIP ticket's gonna be like extra fun, but for everyone, that's gonna be like there, and that's gonna be there after you've done your last dessert, and that you'll be outside like rolling your snow taffy and having the time of your life. You'll need to be there if you want to get into the giveaway, because the giveaway are insane. Okay, so
because so it's everyone gonna have like what I have on my neck right now. But few lucky people are gonna have other things.
Yeah.
And also we understand what USB Rifter.
Yeah, now we do, because we received CCP stuff last week, like after the show.
After the show, yeah. The day after, I remember I was running at the mailbox. I was like, we got it!
So what she says is, we got it, man. We got it.
Oh, yeah. My mic don't take.
But yeah, like just also to reassure like other people, like you also got like a whole bag of swag. Those are extra thing, okay? So that's like those are bigger prices that are unique, okay? Well, except the Rifter, so we got two Rifters.
We got two of them. So that's the Rifter. I think the camera is not like giving him
like not rendering him justice, because it's like there's like golden shines on it. It's really awesome.
Yeah, and and so it's there, the thing just here,
like the USB port.
It has four of them, and that's why they're calling it the USB Rifter. So now we know, and it's not like a cheap thing, because
it's not cheap. Not
thing. Not at all, because it have like a little base there that you can put the Rifter on it, and it looks like really cute and everything. But I didn't remove it. I don't want to break anything.
Yeah.
So.
So like the idea with that is that like you plug it, and it's like then you can plug it behind the Rifter, like any USB thingy that you need to charge up. Awesome, like that. But that's not all. Well, let's have a look at some other stuff. So,
sorry for those noises.
We got them. You'll do the voice for those one, because
mic's in the way.
Yeah. So we got the book Eve Universe artwork, if I remember well, and it's all in the little package. Like, it's really cute and everything. And so we have that. It's a big book, by the way. And we have a lot of art from Rix. And I don't remember the other one. Ah! So there we have a Tristan. I'm looking at the camera, and each time I look like to ask you, is it the right one? Is the Myrmidon? And they are like way more beautiful in real.
Hurricane.
Not remember this one. Oh, the Hurricane. this ship?
The Amor Frigate.
The Amor Frigate.
I don't remember the name.
And the Drake. The Drake, right? Okay. I'm not good. I'm sorry.
There's others, but you'll need to be
there. Yeah, it has to be. It have more art than that, but we won't show them. Anyway, it's gonna be like better in real.
Yeah, real life, and like it's like a really thick like paper, so that you can either like laminate it, like frame it. Like it's like really high quality prints. I hope that I'll be able to win one, or the Rift, after, like I don't know which one I get, like I want, because I just I hope that I'll get like my name like out fast.
I hope too.
Yes. Really, like, thank you, CCP, for those. Like, they are really awesome. We also got others that are, like, more of some surprises. Well, actually, not surprises. You can listen to, yes, like, last week's show, and you'll get the whole list. Yeah, so that's pretty much it for the EVE Montreal.
And, yeah, and we got a lot of skinship card.
Yep. Yeah. So everyone's gonna get those two.
You're not gonna have like two like last year, because anyway you have like a lot of merch, so that's gonna be okay about that. But we're gonna keep those who left to the EVE month.
Those left, not those who left.
Yeah, like you say.
Yeah, she's right. Remember that, chat. Next. You don't see it on podcast, but she's agreeing with me for those that are listening to us on podcast. Not.
So, you like what we are doing, so hit the bell and the thumbs up or anything. Follow us and don't miss any show.
Subscribe so that you can not only, as she says, not miss shows, because sometimes we do errors and we use the other the next show to repair them.
Yeah, we sometimes make mistakes. We are sorry.
Yeah, we're sorry in advance, and we've been forgiven in advance by Maximum Rarity, so we're in a good place right now. Next up, we got our lore section. So let's see if I can make the transition or something.
You can. I believe in you, Ben.
Da, 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 da.
That's not the transition. You can do it. Yay! That's weird. It's not really you telling us a story.
I know, like, yeah, I forgot to redo the screen thingy.
That's okay.
Okay! So, it's the third time that we do this this segment. The way that it goes is we ask a question, we try to like challenge one another around it, give some lore around, like with it, so that you can be more knowledgeable about EVE Online lore. So this week, the question is. Is Concord still useful?
Okay, so first I would like to talk about Concord. What are they? So they have been made by the Five Empire, initially established. Okay, like the Five Empire, Ben's looking at me and he's like, what five? So, it's Amar, Galante, Galdari, and Minotaur. Also, the Jove is an one Empire. And they made Concord. And the goal of that, it was to ease the tension and create a foundation for peaceful cooperation between the Empires.
But now they are fully independent, like we're like more than 100 years after their creation, and they are now fully independent.
Yeah, and what do you think about them, Ben?
Well, the
Are they still useful?
Useful, okay. So let's first of all look what they do. Okay, so they do not protect, they punish. So when you're in ISEC and that someone is doing like awful stuff, they're gonna punish him, but they won't protect you against it. So some police will have like the saying of servant protect, Concord do not have that. Be sure of this. It's punish and be right.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, at least they do not pop.
They look like to apply a law.
Yeah.
But what is that law? Where is written?
Well, here.
Oh, here. You have it. Okay. What is?
So, like Concord Mechanics. So thank you for Eve Wiki. Those are like the prohibited action. So Concord will respond to the following list of player activity. Aggressing a player who is not a legal target in HiSec. So legal target in HiSec. So to be a legal target in HiSec, you might even either have like a really low security status, so being a bad person, like a bad capture leader, or using what we call like a bribe to Concord and be at war with another corporation or alliance. So that's one of the things that Concord does. They accept bribe to look the other way when those entity fight on one another. So see, they're not doing their job, and they are as corrupted as the Galante might be.
I don't know that much Galante. I don't know if they are that corrupt.
Well, I don't know. Galante, democracy, corruptions, big circle.
Okay, so what's the next thing?
Next up, if you remote repair NPC ship, and I guess those are maybe I don't know which kind of NPC ship, because if you're remote repairing Concord or Tiamar, I don't know.
Like it's more like if you healing, I don't know, the Triclavian.
Maybe or, like baddies for Concord, yeah. On Concord's point of view. Activating any remote assistance module on a player with a criminal flag. This includes ECM, tracking enhancer, and remote repair modules. So if someone got a criminal flag and they are in ISEC, doing those will actually trigger their response. Well, attacking Concord or and faction police, duh.
Sure, of course.
And some other NPCs. Having a criminal flag and jumping into high security space. So if you do, let's say that you pod in low sec and that you're you got a criminal flag and you go into high sec, sorry, gotta go boom, but you won't get pod. Shooting another player's loot, yellow wreck, while in high sec. So yeah, those happens, and sometimes it's a bait, so be careful if you don't know those mechanics. Eve Wiki is just awesome to learn more concerning those. So shooting structure, same thing, don't touch structure in ISEC. Duh. Well, in low sec you just got you got criminal or suspect, don't remember, but still consequences.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. The other thing that is interesting to know is that the ISEC, the delay for response is quite different. Okay. So 9 and 1 security security status, whatever, the system security, whatever. 6 seconds if you're at 1 or 0.9 security. And if you're at 0.5 security in the system, it's going to be roughly 19 seconds before the first ship of Concord to arrive. So first off, it's going to be electronic response that we're going to jam you and everything, and a tick after, so 2 seconds after that. That's going to be the battleship that's going to finish the job.
Okay, so I don't feel those law really ease the tension and create a foundation for peaceful cooperation between the Empire. I mean, that's just like, I don't know to say that, like, that's just like in appearance, it looks like to be good, but in the real, like, I mean, it have 1/3 of the Minmatar who are enslaved by the Amar, but if you attack a Minmatar in space, we gonna kill you, avenge you, but not on the planetary. I mean, it doesn't matter. I think
that the concern themselves more about everything that has to do with interstellar policies, not let's say
the planetary one.
Yeah, like are like the inside the Empire. It's like really like between the empires. So, like, I'm sure the MR will argue that, well, those are cultural, preferences, and, like, those that you call slaves are nothing but, super servant that have the chance and the privilege to serve the one true God. So
okay, that doesn't make sense. You're full of B. And that still doesn't make sense. Sorry, you cannot protect someone in space and don't protect him on the planet. It's the same thing for me. It's the same thing. That's one thing I don't like about Concord. They just like look like to be good, but in the fact they just like don't do really much.
Yeah.
And another thing, I think, like, about the mechanic of Concord doesn't make sense for me. I'm just gonna tell you a story, and yeah, I know that the man was not like
the sharper pencil in the box. The not the.
That's what you say in English, okay?
Yeah, you can just say that. Yeah. Not like the Pogo reference, that being the more unfrozen Pogo in the box. So I guess that we can translate that to this person.
Let's say it to us if we are wrong. But anyway, so the so the man just said like, okay, I'm gonna go mine, but he didn't know the mechanic, so he get his orca out, and he was like, okay, an orca to mine is not really that thing. So he used his orca as a can. He let his orca in the belt, went back in the station, take his Hulk, and went back in the belt. So he was mining with his orca, and he was putting everything he had in his orca, and someone arrive in the system and saw the
like two ships, like one local.
Yeah, so he saw the orca all alone, begging for someone to fly it. So he jumped into the orca and steal it from the other player. So the other player in Hulk was like, no, it's not gonna happen. You won't get away with my orca. So he get his drone out of his Hulk and attack the orca with it. So the man lost his orca, but also lost his Hulk because of the Concord attacked him. So that was a bad day. I'm pretty sure he rage quit after that. But anyway,
but so like, that's, if I make a segue with that, that's a way to win Eve. And if you want to know how to win Eve, you can now type it on YouTube, and you should get the video that I've made on TIS this weekend with Dung Dinkle and Matterall. Quite insightful.
So, going back to my story. The man lost his both of his chip because of a mechanic of Concord. But in the fact, it was a ship that he shot. So why Concord appear and kill him? So they apply the law when they want and all they want to.
Yeah. So like they're really like cowboys or whatever. But like, just imagine like you're 23,000 years in the future and you don't know how, like property acts, or like you don't have like any of that. That's poor. So yeah, like some things like that that you like you see how Concord is bad, but not only that. There's different stories on forums telling that like when you get Concord, you'll see that sometimes you get World Disrupt without like any ship on grids, and meaning that Concord, well, they can disrupt you from afar, meaning that they got access to your capsules and they can like do whatever they want with you. Not only that, is that you cannot shoot or kill Concord now, which and, also and go in the same way.
And it adds legend about Concord who limiting the perception of Capsuleer.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Meaning that you cannot see some other solar system, maybe, or maybe something in space that we should be able to see, but Concord, like, forbid it. So, yeah, like, not only that, like, they are really sketchy. They got really, like, nothing for them. Well, I say that, but I don't do a lot of PvE, so some of you might know me. Those of you that do PvE, I'm guessing that you like some part of Concord, more specifically the DED, that is one corporation into the Concord like alliance, that are the one that are paying you the bounties and finding the sites for you to aim and shoot at. So I'm guessing that there's a lot of people that like this section of Concord because they are paying you a lot and a lot and a lot of money that we don't really know where that money comes from. That's just magical.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, like in the economics is just like, oh, it's a sink. So yeah, like it's drops from thin air because Concord has unlimited resources. So yeah, Concord, like, is it still useful? I guess that if we want to keep the economy, yes. If we want to...
But, like, if you really want the friendship machine to work, you need a situation that you need friend. And in ISEC, you don't need friend.
No, we can play alone.
Because Concord gonna avenge you, so people are afraid to attack you. Most of people, not all of them, they won't attack you. So... You're like safe, so you don't need friend. So it's blocking the friendship machine in my head.
Yeah. So yes, and damn, I think I did forgot to look up on X and Twitter, but I'm seeing that Rix is sharing the link.
Oh.
Thank you, Rix.
I always forget Twitter. Thanks, Rix. You're awesome.
But yeah, like Concord, like since they got like the wallet, they do like control everything, and they literally control the Capsuleers. They control them like everything. So, are they still useful? Well, yeah, like you said, are they against slave? Like the slave? Well, no. Like they got the Capsuleers as slave for them to do like everything that they want. No. They just like have to like point it like on the probe scanner or whatever, and like Capsuleer is gonna do it.
Oh yeah, they just have to point it as baddies and
people. Those are baddies. Me giving you money to do it. Oh, okay. So they see, like, they're pure evil. Like, they're...
Oh. We are that far? Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, well, they're not only that. Like, as you just mentioned, like, they are, like, a threat to the friendship machine. And they control everyone. So, like, yeah, like, they are, like, the... Let's say, like, the black and they are the like they got their own inner circle, and we know that this in this inner circle, like you got like the big head, the big representative of each empire, even the Jove are represented there, not by a Jove, but by a super duper employee. So literally. So yeah, they're just evil.
I think we made our point there.
Yeah. So
thanks.
Thank you, Dem. I think that now we know, when you see Concord, don't see, the good police that you might have, in your mind. They're going to protect me. They're going to make you...
I don't know what you said just now. You're just making witch noise.
So I said, they're going to protect me. Wrong answer.
And avenge you.
No, they're gonna train you into being their own slave and you being happy to be it. So yeah, the Amar are only children compared to the Concord Assembly.
Wow. Thanks, Ben, for that. I was not going there, but I think you're right.
Yeah, because they literally enslaved the whole cluster of New Eden. Because the Capsuleers are more powerful than the Empires now. And they control the Capsuleers. Hence, they control the Empires. Hence, they control everything. So the pirate factions, the Triglavians, are most likely the more morally inclined, on a bigger scale, entities.
Yeah. I think we can end the show on it.
Yeah, tell us what you think in the commentary below, or join us on our Discord to discuss that. But yeah,
and I have a shout out for end of the show. I just want to do a shout out to Richard, who are following us since the beginning of the show. Back when we were in RMC, and if you want to see us at the beginning of it, it's and seeing people who are not comfortable in front of a camera, especially me, you can scroll in the Sorry in Advance YouTube and find Matching a funny thing that you can laugh about. So
we got someone in the chat that is saying galante on all the way in the French.
That can be the thing to talk about,
let's do that next week. I'm gonna talk about the galante.
So yeah, it have a YouTube channel. I'm gonna put it to you, for you.
Yes, that's the YouTube main channel. So if you're listening in French and we're speaking about another channel, this is the main channel. If you want to go and laugh of our beginnings, you can go on in the YouTube. You go into video and you can sort them by the older ones. And
you get up.
We're sorry, by the way.
Anyway, I don't care. To be honest, I'm the kind of person who just do things, and it's not always good and beautiful, but I'm do things.
Yeah.
Thanks, Patty.
We
will be happy to have more and more followers.
Yes, and you can join us also on the Discord. So you got the address just up there. So discord.gg/sorry-in-advance. So on this, Canucks and friends, I'm wishing you a wonderful week and see you maybe on TIS this Sunday, where I might have some serious people there. I'm working on something as good as what I did last Sunday with Dung Dinkle and Matterall. But on, different topic. Dem, you got a podcast in the work, but they can still get your 14 or 13 podcast so that they can 13. Be 13. So next week, they will most likely get your 14th one.
Yeah, about the Minmatar culture, but it's gonna be next week, and I have to finish it.
Awesome. So see you next week, Canucks and friends. Au revoir.
See you next week, Canucks and friends.